On a farm, in fact.
Quite a change, I should imagine, from former seasons.
They are seated.
Decidedly. But just what we required after a strenuous social season, and very beneficial to both Helen and myself. Neither of us felt equal to Bar Harbor or Newport. And they have become such an old story, summer after summer. So I thought it an excellent opportunity to visit my sister back at our old home. Oh, yes, a decided change. Quite the thing, however, you know, for tired nerves and all that.
But rather irksome, no doubt, after a while.
Terribly so. But then, it was years since I had seen my sister, and I felt guilty, having so long neglected her. So I summoned courage to go and make her a little visit. It did her so much good, dear soul. I felt fully rewarded. I've brought her home with me.
Ah, for a little glimpse of city life, I suppose.
Yes, her first. I had quite a task persuading her to come. She has always been such a homebody. Formally resisted all my importunities to come and stay with me. Of course, she is quite out of her element here. Not that she is not a dear, but such a little country mouse. So shy. I'm sure you understand.
She rises. He does the same.
I will call Helen. She will be delighted to see you.
Goes up, presses button.
You think so?
I'm sure of it.
Enter Henson, right.
Henson, inform Miss Brewster that Mr. Deering is here. You will find her in her room.
Exit Henson, left upper exit, up the stairs.
I think you understand what my feelings are toward your daughter, Mrs. Brewster. At least, I hope you will not be displeased if I tell you that it is my desire to make her my wife.
Nothing could give me greater happiness. Ah, to be sure of my dear child's future in your care, it would indeed be a blessing.
The greater share would be bestowed upon me, I am sure. But may I hope that Miss Brewster, Helen...
You will meet with no discouragement in that direction, I am sure.
She pauses as she sees Helen, who comes downstairs. Deering also sees her. Goes partway up centre to meet her. Helen comes down, greets him with politeness but little show of warmth.
Miss Brewster, it has been a long time.
Henson comes downstairs, exits right.
How do you do, Mr. Deering? It is very kind of you to call so soon after our return.
I was...